Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. This half hour will feature four more Motown artists singing two songs each. We'll hear from the Jackson 5, the Marvelettes, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, and the Velvettes. Well, first up, the very first song released by the Jackson 5 that went to number one, called I Want You Back. Well, 4 weeks after Diana Ross and the Supremes had their 12th and final number one single, the Jackson 5 ushered in a new decade in 1970 with their first number one song. Well, I Want You Back was not written specifically for the Jackson 5. Well, writers Freddie Perren and Fonts Mitzel had just moved to California and were introduced to Motown by fellow writer Deke Richards. Well, the three collaborators were sitting in Richards' well-furnished apartment one day, and Deke was playing the guitar, accompanied by Fonts on bass and Freddie on piano. And they started playing a riff for a song they called I Wanna Be Free. Well, I thought it would be a perfect song for Gladys Knight and the Pips to record. Well, Gladys wasn't interested in the song, and then Berry Gordy thought about Diana Ross, but he thought the great new group, the Jackson 5, would be perfect, and that's who had it. Here is the Jackson 5, right here on Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
What's the business?
Marvelettes with Don't Mess With Bill, a number 7 song from 1966. Before that, Mama's Pearl with the Jackson 5, number 2 from 71. And the first number 1 from the Jackson 5, the first song they ever released, I Want You Back, number 1 from 1969. You found the home of Motown memories, and this is Tom Fallon. We continue to feature 2 Motown songs from 4 different Motown artists for this half hour. Well, coming up, the second song from the Marvelettes, Too Many Fish in the Sea. Well, the Marvelettes had early hits and, in fact, had the first number one song on the Motown label with Please Mr. Postman way back in 1961, but they had a lull in 64 and 65. Well, they enjoyed a resurgence of popularity when Smokey Robinson wrote the song we just heard, Don't Mess With Bill, in 1966. Well, the Marvelettes continued to have some hits, but really fizzled out in 1969. They reformed in 1990 with a new CD called The Marvelettes Now. Well, here they are from 1964 with Too Many Fish in the Sea, right here on Motown Memories.
Look here, girls. Take this advice and remember always in life. Into each heart some tears must fall.
Thank you. MotorMemories@yahoo.com.
Motown Memory with Junior Walker and the All-Stars, a great song, Shotgun, number 4 from 1965. Before that, Junior and his All-Stars with a song from 69, What Does It Take to Win Your Love, reaching number 4. And we started with the Marvelettes, Too Many Fish in the Sea, number 25 from 1964. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we've featured 7 Motown artists so far with 2 songs each. Well, coming up, the 8th artist in this edition of Motown Memories, a Motown Memories favorite artist, the Bevelettes. Well, the Bevelettes, five-part harmonies, always lived up to their name. The Bevelettes never reached any real success in the Motown family because there were many other female artists, such as Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Marvelettes, that were vying for Berry Gordy's time. The other issue with the Bevelettes is they insisted on going to college to get their college degree, so they weren't always available when Berry Gordy needed them. Well, here is a Motown Memories favorite and the Motown Memories theme song, a song that never got released until the year 2002. Here is Ain't No Place Like Motown, originally recorded in 1965, right here on Motown Memories.
World Wide Web. World Wide Web. At MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
That was He Was Really Saying Something. That reached number 64 in 1964. And before that, the Velvettes, with their biggest charted song, reaching number 45 from 1964, Needle in a Haystack. And we started with a song that didn't get released until 27 years after it was originally recorded in 1965, Ain't No Place Like Motown. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. Hope you enjoyed it. We had featured eight Motown artists with two songs each. And we stuck in that third Velvettes song. Well, if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts about a theme for a future Motown show, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about some of your favorite Motown artists, along with the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.